is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on, and welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Before getting on this episode, I was debating on what to talk about today. A lot of things I want to discuss. There's an announcement I'm going to make here probably about 2 weeks or so, so stay tuned or check out the socials for sure. You know, I sat back. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? And I just want to just jam real quick on going through it. I think a lot of us don't speak our truth out loud because it sucks to hear when we're going through something. You know, many parts of my life I was going through and I hid it. And a lot of times when I was hiding it, unfortunately, it came out in other ways. You know, I didn't know how to channel what I was going through. So instead, I physically harmed people, never women, men. Or, you know, I went ahead and I got into the drugs, or I wanted to party, wanted to avoid it, whatever case might be. And I was like, obviously get older and, you know, we've built companies and became successful, and there's still so much more success for us out there. I think sometimes we look at social media and we see these highlight reels of all these people doing great things, but I don't think they talk enough about the dark times that they had to go through to get those great things. I know there are a lot of people that are, and some people shed light on it, but I just want to drop in here and whoever's listening, just let you know that your pain doesn't need to be hidden. You know, the what you're struggling with, that the things that keep you up at night, you don't need to hide from it, and you don't need to hide it from others. Because so many times we hide it from others and we think we got to deal with it ourselves. I think men especially, we wear this armor of like, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, we are the strong ones and the ones that, you know, maybe show emotion, but, you know, don't allow the things to affect us in a deep rooted ways that it actually does. And not saying that's not the case for women. Women, I know you go through it as well, right? But overall, as human beings, I don't think we really allow ourselves the time to go through things because we're moving on to the next thing to cover up the pain. Let me repeat that. I don't think we allow ourselves the time to go through things because we're moving on to the next thing to cover up our pain. Now, our pain has a purpose, and a lot of times we don't know what that purpose is. And so many times I tell people, you don't need to figure it out right now, because you don't. You find yourself creating more guilt and more shame when you're trying to figure out why you have this pain and you just can't figure it out. And so, you know, thinking about, you know, what the last 6 months have looked like for us, it's been a roller coaster. You know, business good, you know, business been down, business has been great, you know, business has been okay, you know, the relationships have been awesome, and then they've been, you know, a little bit fragile. You know, things going on with our children and how do we react to a 6-year-old, you know, doing things we never, you know, been through before, or an 18-month-old who has a seizure. And now, you know, every single day that he sleeps, we check his breathing and like all these different things. And then, by the way, you got to come to work or get into your office and build your business. And you got to say, well, fuck all that shit that's going on. I got to build this business. I got to go ahead and make this money. I got to create this legacy. I got to create this empire. And guess what? It weighs a lot on us. And you're not the only one going through it. And because we think we are, or think we have to go through it alone, or sometimes we're even embarrassed to ask people for help. We're embarrassed, not even ask the help, but we're embarrassed to speak what we're going through because people think we got our shit together. But guess what? A lot of us don't. A lot of us don't have our shit together. Maybe there's days where we got our shit together, but there's also days we don't. So we feel this embarrassment and shame that, man, I don't have my shit together. But on Facebook last week, I posted this. how am I going to now post this thing that I don't have it all together? Because that is life. It is seasonal. It is evolutionary. We go through stuff, guys. And it is okay to admit that you are going through a struggle or that you're going through this pain. Because if you don't, you just sit in it and you cover it up with things. But guess what, man? That pile of dirty laundry just gets fucking bigger and bigger and smellier and smellier. It's still there. It's only growing. So when I asked myself, what am I going to talk about? I really didn't know, except maybe somebody needed to hear this. Man, maybe I need to hear it sometimes, and I'm sure I do. Maybe I'm speaking this because I just need a constant reminder that, hey, if you're going through it, allow others in during that time. Guys, listen, don't just allow people in when things are going great. I'm not telling you to be a toxic person and you know, bring people down with you. I'm telling you, though, if you're going through it, it's okay to allow people in to help you navigate that. And I think that's something we all need to learn and we all got to be a little bit better with. And we all got to be okay with sometimes not being completely okay. Sometimes being a little bit of a mess. Sometimes being like, man, which direction do I go now? But owning up, like, is this something that you created? Is this something you created? Because some of us, we're rowing that boat so fast, so hard, going so such in a great direction. You know, then all of a sudden, a wave comes and takes us under. But then there's sometimes where we're rowing really slow and we're not really rowing. And then a wave comes and we're like, oh, man, well man, maybe you could have outbeat that wave if you just had a little bit more acceleration in your action, into your intent, into your activity. Then there's sometimes where you're rowing really, really fast, really, really fast, really, really fast, and then tip over because you're rowing too fast. And maybe that's not the water's fault, right? That's not the circumstance's fault. That's because, man, you were going so fast, you forgot about your friends, you forgot about your family, you forgot about your health. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the person that's rowing too slow and a wave hits you when really, if you went a little bit faster, a little bit more strategic, right? You went ahead and you, that wave wouldn't hit you. Or maybe you're somebody who's running too fast, right? You're going too fast and too hard and it's going to catch up to you. And maybe it is already, if you actually were to lift your head up and look around, man, maybe there are some things that are falling apart that I'm not noticing. Maybe you're in that boat right now. Or maybe you're just in a boat where you're rowing at the right speed with the right intent, aka taking the right action at the right speed, making sure everything's done, and then a wave hits you. And that wave is something that came out of nowhere. Nevertheless, whether you're in boat one, rowing too slow, boat two, rowing way too fast, or boat three, rowing the exact way you need to row, but a wave still takes you out. No matter what boat you're in, the message you need to hear, it is not what you're going through that defines you. It is what you do with what you're going through. It is how you respond. It is how you respond to the shit that you are in right now. It is how you shape your next move. Because that next move is also your next version. Or you could have your next move be the same version of you maybe as before, where you're going to find yourself in the same predicament in 2 months, 3 months, 1 month. What you're going through sucks. What you might be going through in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, a year, who knows? It's going to be a moment that it sucks. Remember this podcast when I tell you what you're going through sucks, right? And I get it, and it hurts. But this is a breakdown of a moment, not of your life. This is a breakdown of your thoughts, not your world. Take the pain you're going through and allow it to shape a new, next, more empowering, powerful version of you, because it's not the things you are going through that define you. It is what you do with it afterwards. You know, this is so crazy. I didn't even think about this. So I'm going to pull something up. Bear with me here, because I always do like the Facebook memories. I don't know if you guys do that. A lot of times I look at it just to be like, did I really just post that? Did I post that 5 years? Did I really say that? Did I misspell all those words? Right? Like, I don't know. I like looking at it. I also like looking at all the old pictures. So this is funny. So I actually wrote something 2 years ago and I, it popped in my head. I remember looking at this today. It said, I heard a story about Kobe's work ethic when no one is watching during the man. And during that, the man speaking said, legends are not defined by their success. They are defined by how they bounce back from their failures. Let that sink in. I'll repeat it. Legends are not defined by their success. They are defined by how they bounce back from their failures. Legends are not defined by their success. They are defined by how they bounce back by their failures. One more time, because I think maybe you're in a car, maybe listen to this, maybe you're a person of that needs to hear it. Maybe people in the back, turn it up for those people. Let me get an amen after this. Let me get a hallelujah. Let me get a hell yeah. Let me get an oh yeah. But legends are not defined. Legends are not defined. Woo! Coming at you guys. Legends are not defined by their success. They are defined by how they bounce back from their failures. So to become a legend, realize you may be in a failure right now, and how you bounce back from this will define you, not what you create afterwards. How you bounce back will define you, not what you create after this. So what was I going to talk about today? There you go. No idea what it was going to be, but I think maybe a lot of us needed to hear the message that was delivered today. What you do with what you're going through is what's going to take you to the next level. And it's okay to allow people in when times are rough, not just when times are great. And it's okay to realize that it's a lot to do when you got to, you know, be the best version of you as a husband or as a wife, be the best version of you as a business person, be the best version of you as a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister or a friend, be the best version of you in your health. You got to eat right. And to have all that weight on you is a lot. And I commend you for wanting all of that, because some people don't. And I commend you for you to keep going. And I'm applauding you from over here that you're still going to go through this, because I know you will. But just take this message and bounce back faster. Whether you're in boat one and rowing too slow, whether you're in boat two rowing way too fast and things are falling apart around you, you can't even see it, or you're in boat three, you're doing everything that you think you should be doing and a wave hits you, God in the universe is putting you in this moment for a reason, and God in the universe is showing you that here we go, what you do next matters. Let's go, get up, dust it off, get up, don't quit. You're going through it right now. God in the universe is giving you this as an opportunity to keep going, to keep growing, to reveal and unveil that next version of you. So please don't allow this moment to be something you sit in and sulk about and be sad about. Allow this moment to be the moment that you realize, I'm put here in this boat. I'm put here on this earth. I am put here for a reason. And if I sit here and I complain about my situation and everything I have going on, I will not grow. But I will make it a point to allow more people in. I'll make it a point to speak the truth about what I'm going through, but I will not make it a point to complain about it. I just want to make sure other people also are aware that I'm going through it. Not for me, but let them know that it's okay to not be okay. I appreciate you guys today. I hope somebody really needed to hear that. Here's what I want you to do. If you're looking to go ahead and get some additional help in your business or in your life, reach out to me at Real John Marone on Instagram, or just Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Marone on Facebook. Privately DM me. Let's chat. But I'll leave you with these three things that we went over. Three things to remember, okay? Lesson number one, sometimes it's okay not to be okay. Lesson number two, that you might be in a boat right now that is rowing too slow. You're not taking enough action, or you might be in a boat that's rowing too fast and things are falling apart around you. You can't even see it because you're going too fast. You're ignoring certain elements of your life, or you're possibly in boat three where you're doing everything right. So you think, and a wave hits you. And no matter what, you're in boat one, boat two, boat three, you may fall off. You may fall off, but you flip that damn boat over and you get up. Why? Because lesson number three is this. Legends are not defined by their success. They're defined by how they bounce back from failures. Get up, bounce back, and come back. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And until next time, don't forget. Don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go ahead, kick that damn door down, and take what is yours. Let's go.